It's been said that Grace Shulman moves from the altering light of earthly experience to the possibility of the miraculous. Welcome to a Poet's Weave program of poems by Grace Shulman, distinguished poet of English at Baruch College, City University of New York, and poetry editor of The Nation. I am Jenny Kander. The Present Perfect. I saw the cells on TV as they swam up to the egg, tails lashing, and I heard the wind tunnel sound they make, the steady hum of thousands, blind, thread-like, worn, but soaring through waterfalls in their drive to live, move, and set the egg revolving like a star. For us, there was no miracle of birth, no genes, no geniuses. And yet, okay, we had other things. Our work, our history scrawled on Margot labels and libretti, and, after all, no cribs, no sticky plums, no pulling paper napkins one by one from a metal box to mop up dumped ice cream. But then again, no immortality. In my religion, children to speak my name after I am. No heir to your kindness, your skill with a kite, your father's whimsy, or to my mother's mother's diamond pin. And yet we had each other's silences, freedom to wander with no fixed plan, now fixed in photos of sylphs that remember us, peering down cliffs in Brittany at ragged boards floated up from dinghies last at sea, searching for fish carved into chapel's altars, spending our sons like out-of-date coins, until we reached the present perfect tense, that have-been state where past and future merge. We have been married 34 years. I see the kids we were frisk on this lawn in the late afternoon's unnameable light. Too late for them and for their unborn kids, but not too late for us here among cedars to praise the fires in rose petals on slate, white rhododendrons, a fountain's rainbow. I see the dot of you meadows away that grows in sight as you pedal home, your reddish hair and beard now tarnished silver that once we wanted for chromosome, your silhouette in a Manet-like straw hat as you bless your new Astilbe, live and be well, casting aside your customary questions for an irrational faith the plant will grow. I hear your voice that calls me to see wildflowers poking through gravel cracks in our neighbor's driveway, slender but fortunate, built to last their day. Julian of Norwich. Warped in the window diamonds of my cell, distorted outsized primroses unfold. I see all manner of things that shall be well. Eyeless men with plague sores come to chapel, hungry with blood-soaked poultices and cold. Warped in the window diamonds of my cell, they lurch and fall inert. Another dead bell. Their king gone, my king blesses, dressed in gold, I see, all manner of things that shall be well. Hermits recoil. If I were to foretell doom, monks would believe. Instead I'm called warped in the window diamonds of my cell are men who know black death and wars and tell of starless nights and will until I'm old. I see all manner of things that shall be well deceive. Dense glass in quarrel panes can spell disaster lunacy. Faces are bold, warped in the window diamonds of my cell. I see all manner of things that shall be well. This has been a program on the Poet's Weave of Grace Shulman's poetry. I am Jenny Kander.